Well, about this, what is the mules you're wanting to?
Yes, sir. The whole anything, different ways you'd work mules, different ways you'd use them, and I'd be interested, especially in to get an idea how you'd break the land and how you'd smooth it off, and especially, did you ever use one of those hill plows you were telling me about?
No, we never did own one. But I was our oldest boy, well, we just got one, but he spent a little time up in Boonville. They thought he had TB when he was about 4 years old, but he had asthma. And that was what was bothering his lungs, you know, and his breathing at times. And we taken him up there and put him in the Boonville Sanatorium. They've got, well, I think it's closed now, but they had a sanatorium up there, a TB sanatorium. And I stayed up there where I could go see him for a good long while, about the first 3 months he was up there. And I'd just work around there, whatever I get to do. And the fellow I stayed with, I boarded with, well, he had some of those old, they called them hillside plows, you know. And I'd noticed where they was plowing with them on the way up there. And plowing right up on that hillside, you know, and it's just real steep. And that wing will reverse, you know. The point stays solid with the plow fastened on down under there, but the wing's above. And you turn it over on the other side, and it throws the dirt the other way, you know. And them plowing on that hillside, well, they'd make a through, and instead of going on around, you know, like we usually do, well, they'd turn right back and go back just like they come, but they'd reverse that old hillside plow, you know, and throw the dirt downhill.
Keep always throwing it downhill.
Throw it downhill. And that would kind of terrace that land. They'd do that through the years, and that'd kind of, that land would have flat, it'd be a flat place, and then there'd be sort of a drop off, and then another flat place.
I see.
And that's the way they'd fix them hills up there, you know. And of course, it'd taken a lot, but I found out when we went to Terson, it'd taken a lot of work, you know. And that's the way they'd do that. I just left to look out there and see some of the work that they'd done there. I was surprised. I just couldn't see how they could make a plow do that, but they did. They. So I just never really used one of the hillside plows myself, but.
What kind of plows did you use, and was your land pretty hilly?
Well, yeah, it was. Part of it was reasonably. It's pretty, pretty hilly. We just used a common old. Well, they were cast plows, is what there was. Now, when I was a kid, well, we used the steel plows, but. The points was so high, you know, and you wear out a steel point just right quick. And they found out the cast plow was a lot cheaper because the points, you know, you could get them all the way from 50 to 80 cents, you know, and a steel plow would probably cost you 3.5 plow point, just the point points, you see. And they just wear out just real quick. And that we'd use the cast plow, and they were different sizes. They had one horse plows, and they had for the double to plow double. The 13 Oliver was a famous